Most Montanans are opposed to a bill that would allow Northwestern Energy to buy greater shares in units at the Colstrip Power Plant, according to a new survey. Commissioned by Montana Conservation Voters Education Fund, the poll finds 61% of respondents are against Senate Bill 379, which would reduce the Public Service Commission's role in regulating the monopoly utility's purchase and could pass on costs of more than $700 to each ratepayer per year. Richard Liebert is a ranch owner in Great Falls.
Legislative committees can put all the fig leaves they want on it, but it still doesn't change the way Northwest Energy is bullying its way past ratepayers and the taxpayers.
All members of the PSC have also come out in opposition to the bill. As utilities in Oregon and Washington abandon coal-fired plants, supporters of SB 379 say the legislation would keep Colstrip running and help the community. It has already passed the state Senate and has a hearing today in the House Energy, Technology, and Federal Relations Committee. Republican bill sponsor Steve Fitzpatrick of Great Falls says sticking with the coal-fired plant is necessary to power Montana during the winter months. But Liebert believes the state should move on to solar and wind.
Solar and wind farms are good for rural communities, ranchers like me, where we can get lease payments. That's what they're doing all over Oklahoma, Wyoming, and Texas. So those are politically red states, but they see the green benefits for farmers and ranchers.
Public policy polling surveyed 922 Montana voters this week for the poll. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.